phone smarts know what we're talking about? Are you a bit intimidated by your smartphone and the endless upgrades that come with it? Well, this summer, AARP has been teaming up with Maui's community media to help seniors navigate their devices. Kat Tracy of Akaku in Maui talks about what's in store.
It actually got started because we ran into someone from AARP who was interested in doing, in other areas they do, digital literacy for seniors. And we thought this would be really great for the Maui community. So we thought we would partner with them and put together a short curriculum and use our space to offer these trainings. And so it's a partnership with AARP, and they're doing reaching out to their database, and we're putting it out through TV and radio, and hopefully getting enough people interested.
So you don't have to be an AARP member to take part in this, though, do you?
No, not at all. It's open to the to anyone in the community. We're tackling it for the 50-plus. So that's where we see that demographic is the one that tends to suffer from digital literacy. I mean, technology is moving so quickly. Oftentimes, they're left behind in understanding what's going on with the new technology, particularly on their smartphones.
Right, and then there are constantly upgrades. And sometimes that's mystifying.
Oh, gosh, we're all chasing that.
So what was the first workshop like?
It was good. It was full. It really gave us a good understanding of the needs of the community because we did want them to be able to bring their devices in. So, you know, they could definitely ask questions pertinent to the OS or the operating system that their device is on. We do find that that's challenging because there's a huge variety of different levels of devices that people are on. So we broke it up into two different groups, one being for iPhone, Apple users, and one for Android or non-Apple users. And so we have assistants in the class to go around and specifically show people on their specific devices. And we do poll the group as to what is it they're interested in. So we kind of take the temperature of the group first. We try to tackle those issues first, get everybody, you know, who has questions on that issue to go through that, and then we move on to the next thing. So we learned a lot in the first session.
How many spots are there available?
We let in 30, which is ambitious, because 30 people with different, you know, device operating systems, et cetera, can be a challenge. We had a full house for the iPhone. We had about 15 for the Android. But we're seeing that this round, we're looking at possibly having more and maybe reaching threshold again.
Is there any discussion about whether then these workshops are televised to reach a broader audience?
We're looking at potentially doing something like that since we want to get through the first round of the three to see, you know, to really shake out how these can be run to the best advantage for the community, and then we're going to look at what to do next.
And what are the most common problems that seniors have, or common questions?
I think the common questions are kind of like, how do I set this up, like an email account? You know, because that seems to be a basic thing people want to do. How to even use their speakerphone when they're on a phone call. It's a pretty broad variety of topics. What we're really trying to do is get them to see how they can use their device, what apps are available maybe for health and phone calls. Attaching photos to messages is a big one. You know, just, you know, very goes from very basic, sometimes to more advanced than we want to cover. So we're really trying to make this first round just very basic questions.
One thing I hear a lot that seniors really love is to be able to, like, FaceTime with their grandkids if they aren't
exactly close
by. And, you know, you just hear the joy in their voice when they have that experience.
Exactly. So you kind of want to get them to understand how to make sure they can connect their device to Wi-Fi. So there's some broadband literacy that goes along with features like that because, you know, it may freeze up or it may not be working or they may not be able to get through at all. So so you kind of sometimes have to go backwards and just show them how to verify on their device that they're actually attached to a Wi-Fi signal or what their cellular signal looks like, whether or not they have enough bandwidth to be able to do a video call.
Do you get a lot of questions about phone security, about whether folks might be open to cybercrime or that kind of a thing?
You know, that's something we're talking about. No, that doesn't actually come up. So I think you know, as we know, they've done, like, seniors are often targets for scams. But no, those aren't the types of questions that come up. It's really more rudimentary use of their device. But, you know, we are looking at possibly just a breakout about that.
Yeah, because I know AARP has that as a priority, you know, making sure that seniors stay safe and not become unwilling victims to scammers.
Yes, it's true. And so, again, we're kind of testing out just this basic round and trying to get a feel for what we might be able to build on in 2020. So definitely, I mean, it's been mentioned in the class by our facilitators about security things, but it doesn't seem like the general public is asking that on a basic level. They're asking, like you're saying, FaceTime, emails, attaching photos, how to open an app, things like this. Very, very basic.
Okay, but that could be something for down the road.
Definitely.
Is there a cutoff time for registration, since you only have a limited number of spaces?
No, there's no cutoff time for registration. Of course, the registration window would close if we do hit threshold, but they can walk in as well. We are located at 333 Dairy Road on Maui, and we're upstairs. We do have an elevator available for those on request who would like to be escorted up through the elevator. And they can register at akaku.org/classes, and the registration button is very easy to use, and they can pre-register. And we suggest pre-registration in case the room is full.
Okay, or they
but
can...
We'll try to accommodate, you know, the walk-ins as well.
Right, or they can go through AARP
if they're members. Yes, in fact, our registration button takes them to that page.
Gotcha. Okay. Anything else? Because, you know, I just think that this is such a good thing that we're doing for our community.
We're hoping that this will be of value to this demographic. And, you know, we are a public access station. Traditionally, we've concentrated on video production and as far as when you talk about media. But we're looking at now digital literacy, because technology is moving forward, and as fast as it moves, it leaves a lot of certain segments behind in understanding it. And since the smartphone has penetrated, you know, the greater population, we really wanted to tackle this and see how it goes.
That was Maui Akaku's Kat Tracy talking about the upcoming class called Phone Smarts, available to those 50 and older in Kahului, and that class is coming up in August. For links, head to our website at hawaiipublicradio.org.